your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Yes, yes, it's time for Spaced Out. And you know, when it's time for Spaced Out, we have our one and only Josh Aoraki to talk to. Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Oh, all the better now I'm speaking to you, Ehoa. It's a beautiful sunny day.
Oh, I was just out walking before and it genuinely felt warm and sunny and it put me in such a good mood.
Man, are you feeling, I feel like us people with melanin be like getting charged up by the sun.
Ah, fully. And now with daylight savings, so I can like, oh, it's finally actually nice again. I don't feel so depressed.
I'm so with you, homie. Oh, it's so good. And depressing news, though.
Yes.
NASA.
It's a negative story, isn't there?
Yeah, but you know what? It's you got to have a little bit of bitter with the sweet. This first story. NASA prepares to shut down amid government shutdowns. What's all this about?
Yeah, it's just such a circus at the moment with, you know, what's going on in America. But all of the kind of chaos within government is, you know, reaching into NASA, and we've talked about this so many times, of all the effects that it's been having. But now with this apparently impending government shutdown, it's very likely that NASA's going to have to potentially shut down. They could lose employees. They might have to furlough people. So it not only affects the people, but it also affects all of the missions that are currently ongoing. So it's just a bit of a mess at the moment, which is a real shame, you know, for all the people that work in that field of science.
Yeah. Is there a competing agency in another country that is able to do the work of NASA? Or are they, like, above or, like, further than anyone else?
Well, yeah, I think it's really interesting because, you know, America is a leader in space, and they have been since the space age. And it's really interesting because at the moment, you know, they're trying to go back to the moon, they're trying to beat China back to the moon. And, you know, NASA has their upcoming Artemis mission to the moon. So, you know, if they're shutting down, if they're having to, you know, close shop for a couple of months, that's going to delay those things. And I think a lot of these, you know, failures within the American political system, China is now kind of swooping in, and especially in the space sector, China is, you know, really aggressively moving forward with their lunar exploration plans. And if America doesn't keep up, they're going to very, very quickly fall behind. You know, very, very, very similar to how the Soviets did during the space race in the 60s.
It's just no good. Have you seen that Andrew Callahan surrounded video? I try not to watch these because they're brain rot, but have you seen that video? It's like one person versus 20 conspiracy theorists?
No, I haven't, but I can imagine.
Very illuminating. And so this is one guy who walks up and he's talking about how the Earth is flat. Love that.
I've dealt with that.
One of the things he said was, NASA, if you add a T and scramble it around a little bit, Satan. And I was like, there's no way he's being serious right now. But he was being dead serious. So that's what we're combating with America. In other news, though, the first tangible evidence of a moon forming around an exoplanet. That's quite great. Yeah. A moon forming around an exoplanet.
Yeah, this was really interesting. I was reading into this, but so basically some data has come back from the James Webb, and it was looking at an exoplanet, so that's a planet around another star. And, you know, those in themselves are extremely difficult to find, and we know of about 5,000-6,000 of them out there. James Webb has found evidence. Basically, we think what we found is a disk of debris around a very young exoplanet. So you can kind of imagine it like the rings of Saturn, except all of that stuff is actually potentially forming into a moon. If we get more data on this could be one of the first confirmed moons around an exoplanet, which, it's huge. I mean, we know they're out there, but it's so incredibly hard to, you know, A, to find another planet around another star, but then to B, find a moon, which would be, you know, how many times smaller than the actual planet. So it's a massive, massive testament to James Webb's capabilities. It's a pretty exciting thing if we could actually confirm it.
Man, that's massive. Do you think we're going to get a cool name, or is it going to be like X9751?
It'll be some boring random designation of like letters and numbers for a very long time, I'm sure. Which, you know, seems to be a very, very official in astronomy. I wish they did use more cool names, but yeah, it's all run through like the International Astronomical Union, so they give very boring names, unfortunately.
All I'm saying is we have planets named after the Roman gods. Give us a Māori solar system. You know?
I know. Well, actually, you know, there is a star and an exoplanet. The star is named Karaka, and the planet is named Keridu. So it's like the bird goes around the Karaka berry, which is kind of cool, and that's like an official name. So there are a few out there, but I think we definitely need more.
That sounds so much better than like naming it after Elon Musk's kid.
Exactly.
Our last story today: NASA's new IMAP, I lowercase, map uppercase, probe, launched to study a distant heliosphere. What is a heliosphere?
Yeah, so this is kind of a lesser known mission for NASA, but they've just launched this new probe, which is going to study what we call the heliosphere. So you can kind of imagine the sun is basically shooting out what we call solar wind in every direction, and that eventually slows down and then stops. So our whole solar system is kind of encased in this kind of bubble, you can imagine it, which is where the influence from the sun ends. And the thing about the problem with studying that boundary is that it's really, really far away. So we've actually sent probes there before, and it's taken them like literal decades to reach the boundary and then to measure, you know, where we think it is. And this is one of the first missions which we've launched now. This probe is designed to actually study the heliosphere, which is a very kind of, we still don't know a lot about it, simply because it's just so far away. And it's, really, really distant. So to have a dedicated probe to kind of help us understand where the influence of the sun ends and you know, in our solar system is quite exciting.
Wow. I feel like we're that scene in Lion King. Wherever the sun touches, that's our that's our kingdom. What a treat to talk to you. I do have some photos that a kind listener, Shane, shout out Shane, sent in from August with these two lights in the sky, and he's wondering whether they were satellites, planets, or stars. They're kind of like bright lights, two next to each other, around 6:30 p.m. on August. Maybe I'll send you the photo.
Were they moving? Do you know, or was it just a stellar?
Oh, it's a static picture, but I'll ask him.
Okay. Yeah. No. Send it to me and give me the date, and I'll see what I can come up with.
You're the best, Josh. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'll speak to you in a few weeks.
Speak to you in a few weeks. Ahoa.
Okay. You
do. Control. We are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM. Thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.